Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage. The March to War, 2014.
I've been very clear that we're not going to have U.S. combat troops in Iraq again.
None of us advocate Americans involved in the fighting again. The American people have had enough of that.
This is not going to be an announcement about U.S. ground troops. This is not the equivalent of the Iraq War.
There are threats to the United States. Then I, of course, would go back to the president and make a recommendation that may include the use of U.S. military ground forces.
We will send an additional 475 service members to Iraq.
I frankly think the president's request is a sound one. I think there's a lot more that we need to be doing.
Will we repel Bashar Assad's air assets that will be attacking them?
Any attack on those that we have trained who are supporting us, we will help them.
We will hunt down terrorists who threaten our country wherever they are. That means I will not hesitate to take action against ISIL in Syria as well as Iraq. This is a core principle of my presidency.
Gangsters, criminals, liars, thugs. Welcome to the Savage Nation. A nation ruled by gangsters, criminals, and thugs cannot stand. You know, I sit here and I watch the world spinning around, and I wonder how you can take it. I'm lucky. I consider myself the luckiest man on earth. I have a radio show where I can discuss with you my disgust for these liars, thieves, and gangsters that are ruining the world. I can do it. You can't. I don't know what I would do without this radio show. People said to me, many years ago when I said I can't take this anymore, they said you'd probably die if you didn't have your radio show. Well, I didn't know what to say about that, but I'm still here. The fact of the matter is I don't know how the average person gets through a day looking at this complete imposter, traitor in the White House. I don't know what else to say about it. Then you got the Republican gangsters who want another war for the contracting. There's John Boehner, comes back from the vacation. Right away, Marble Mouth is telling us that he supports Obama in his war efforts in Syria. But if you listen carefully, you will confirm what I've been telling you for over 10 days now, which is that this is nothing but a smokescreen to attack Assad, to bring down Assad, destroy Assad's air force. In other words, ISIS was created as a Frankenstein, a so-called boogeyman, in order to justify invading Syria and taking down Assad. These morons have learned nothing from their mistakes with the Arab Spring before. Yesterday in New York City, there was a Muslim march that if you actually saw this, and I linked it up from the newspapers in New York on michaelsavage.com, you'd say this can't be going on in my country. Muslims marching with guns, Muslim marching with people hanging from a noose on a truck. There's no other religion on earth that preaches such hatred and violence. None! None! How can you tolerate this? How do you let a Trojan horse like this operate in this country? Every other religion that I've read my whole life, and I've read a lot of other religions, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism. I can't say I'm a scholar in these areas. Not one religion preaches death, dying, and destruction except Islam. What the hell do you want me to say? They're all equal? I don't work for the Obama administration. They're not all equal. If a religion preaches death, dying, destruction, and submission, it's not a religion. It's a death cult! You know, I want to talk again about this pretext of war against Assad. Assad is an evil man. But if we learn nothing from what we did to Gaddafi in Libya, Mubarak in Egypt, and all the other countries that Hillary Clinton destroyed in the name of democracy, and they're going to do it again in Syria, it gets even worse. Are you listening to me? Your president is sending 3,000 American troops into the heart of an Ebola hot zone in Africa. Is there anyone listening to this show who thinks that's a good idea and why? I'd like to hear why you think U.S. troops, meaning other people's sons, certainly not your son. It's not your son. You don't have a son, number one. Number two, your son isn't in the military. But you want someone else's son to be sent to an Ebola zone. What is it going to take for you to realize how dangerous the situation really is? And I ask you again, should Obama send U.S. troops to Africa to fight Ebola?
How do you feel about invading Syria under the pretext of fighting ISIS to bring down Assad? How do you feel about a religion that preaches hate, death, destruction, and submission and calls itself a religion? I want to read you something by comparison. Most religions teach tolerance, compassion, getting along with others. There's a story called The Lion and the Mouse, and it goes like this. A mouse once inadvertently roused the sleeping lion by walking over its foot. "You lowly mouse," cried the lion. "You deserve death for waking me." The mouse responded with a broken heart. The mouse said, "I know that I have done wrong, but I beg of you not to harm me, and I will repay you one day." The lion laughed at the mouse. Lion said, "Can a puny creature like you possibly be of help to the king of beasts?" But he let the mouse go. Well, one day the lion went hunting and fell into a trap set by hunters. The lion roared an awesome roar that reached the ears of the mouse in its hiding hole. The mouse thought, "Surely the lion is in trouble. I shall go and save him." The mouse ran to the lion and began gnawing away at the net until the lion was freed. What is that about? It's a parable called The Lion and the Mouse from the Jewish teachings known as the Ethics of the Fathers. This is a book that teaches compassion. It teaches kindness. It teaches humility. It doesn't teach killing. Everything in it is about that. It's all about humility. It says, "For there is no man who does not have his hour, and no thing that does not have its place." What does that mean? What does that mean? You've heard that. There is no man who does not have his hour, and no thing that does not have its place. And then they give the parable of the lion and the mouse. Well, even the humble mouse has his place in the world. Every person and everything plays a role in the grand scheme of creation, without which the world is incomplete, says the teachings of the ethics of the Jewish people. That's why when we say this is a Judeo-Christian nation, there's a meaning for it. Forget those greedy pigs who use their religion to capitalize on welfare, or the greedy pigs who use their religion to capitalize on contracts, or whatever. They exist in all religions. But let's not make those people an exemplar of the religion itself. Now, by the same token, we should say, let's not let those who use Islam as a tool to conquer, kill, maim and rape, because they themselves are distorting and stealing from their own religion. But where in the Quran does it teach humility? I don't know. I don't know where it teaches that. Maybe there's a Muslim in the audience who could tell me that. Can you read one sutra that teaches humility towards your fellow man? I haven't found it yet. Maybe it's in there. Maybe I missed it. Again, I'm not an expert on religion, but maybe you are. And what about other things that you've learned from your religion, like turn the other cheek? If the Christians continue to turn their other cheek, you know what's going to be left? Nothing. Nothing. If the Christians haven't learned how to defend themselves, there will be no Christianity. The Middle East is awash with their blood. And Obama is sending troops to Africa to fight Ebola, not to save the Christians. I wonder why. 855-407-282. Do you fear ISIS, or do you think it's just overblown? Or is it a combination of both? I told you the women are afraid. The women are petrified because of the cowards, punks, and liars running the country. And the vermin in the media are getting them sick. I hear women saying to me, "I can't watch one more man in a suit with his legs crossed talking so politely about these rapists and murderers. I can't take it anymore." Where are the men? Where are the men? Where the hell have they gone? The answer is, no one knows where they are. They're behind the scenes. Well, they're out in the combat zone somewhere. They're schemers now. We have schemers running everything. Schemers. You know how much money is being made on Obama's unaccompanied children? You know who's making the money on Obama's unaccompanied children? I have the data for you. I do. Oh, the religions. Religion Incorporated is making a bundle on it. Catholic charities, Jewish charities, Mormon charities. They're making a fortune on Obama's unaccompanied children. Now they can call me up and say I'm anti-Catholic, anti-Jewish, anti-Mormon. I really don't care. It doesn't matter what they say to me, because I know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I'm free. You're not. You're in bondage. You're in the bondage of lies being fed to you by Wolf Blitzer and the government jesters on television. The Bill Maher's, the Leibovitz guy, whatever his real name, fake name is. I don't know what his name is. They're all government jesters. They have no audiences. Their audiences are paid for by the government through HBO, Showtime, or MTV. They have no audience. They're government jesters. They may as well have worked for Joseph Stalin, entertaining the masses with the government media complex lies. So I come out here for you every day, and I try to piece it together. And I look around this beautiful city of San Francisco, and I see gorgeous buildings. I love the downtown of San Francisco. I like it particularly at dusk, just before dusk, when the shadows start to hit the buildings. And I look at civilization. I think about the men who created this civilization and still are creating it, the builders, the architects, the builders, the contractors, the construction workers. Think of the positive energy that it takes to create a building and a city and running water and electricity and fiber optic cable and wireless networks into these buildings. Think about what it takes to bring food into a city. That humble sandwich you eat. Think about how far away the products come from and where they're grown and the farmer. This is all the product of civilization. And yet on the planet we have tens of millions of losers, psychotic, homicidal maniacs who cling to a ninth century view of their religion, which they believe tells them to blow up the buildings, poison the food, maim people, and rape women. How in the world can this world tolerate such a cancer? How can you tolerate a cancer and not call it a war? What do you mean we're not at war? They're at war with everything you believe in. They're at war with your city. They're at the war with your food, your air, your water, your places. They want to destroy everything around you. But you don't want to believe that. You think that by me saying this, I'm just trying to stoke fear. No, I'm trying to stoke vigilance. I'm trying to warn you that you are in grave danger of losing everything that you have. And we don't have the men in charge capable of doing it. Did you hear General Dempsey? That guy gets me sick altogether. How could this man be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? The answer is because he's Obama's general. That's why. He's not a Schwarzkopf. He's not a general of the type that you may remember or know from history or from today. No, this is a stooge, a puppet of Obama. A yes man, in other words. He may as well be an usher in a movie theater. His epaulets may as well be that of an usher in a movie theater. Whatever Obama and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse want done, this usher will do. So if he tells the usher to send 3,000 troops who are already drawn thin because of the decimation of the military, he'll send 3,000 troops to Africa who we can't afford to send to Africa. He'll put boots on the ground in an Ebola zone, but he won't put them on the ground in an ISIS zone. Maybe he will. They're probably there already. But the point of the matter is, why are we sending troops to Africa? Why in the world would you send troops to Africa? Not only will they contract Ebola, as sure as I'm sitting here, some of them will, but they will bring it back to this country as well. This man who is running this country is a criminal. He's a war criminal. If he doesn't understand this, then he's a dummy. And so he can't be a dummy. He became president. So if he's not a dummy, and the schmuck doctors who report to him say, Mr. President, maybe they'll bring back the Ebola virus. Now, surely they could spit it out, one of the fake doctors, one of the MD, PhD morons in the CDC can say, but Mr. President, there's a risk that our troops, some of them, will bring back Ebola because the transmission of it may be airborne. It may be airborne transmission. There's a risk. Now, how in the world could they not tell the president that? So if they told the president that and he knows the risk and he continues to say, I'm sending 3,000 troops to Africa anyway, what does that tell you? Then he's not stupid, is he? So then what, he's knowingly going to infect the U.S. military with Ebola? Is that a possibility? Don't answer the question. It's too disgusting to contemplate. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Mm-hmm. Well, those days are gone. No one works like that anymore. They sit at home drinking the beer, you know, collecting the old welfare check, the disability payment. Got the food stamp, government workers coming around on their hands and knees asking if you need a sandwich. You know, that's the new America. Don't work. Just vote for Obama. Vote for the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party, USA. You know, I renamed the party, not Democrat Socialist. I named it that 5 years ago. It's now the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party, DSI. The Democrat Party is really the Democrat, Socialist, Islamist Party. Everything they do, if you analyze it from that perspective, you'll find out that I'm right. It's that simple. Michael, WABC, you're the first caller today. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. There's a sensational internet document floating about called World War III for Dummies. I suggest your listeners have a Google for it. But in short, the crux of the piece is that these two upcoming wars, the one in Syria and the one in Ukraine, are both engineered by the same political, geopolitical forces. They go hand in hand.
Well, I can fill in the blank. I didn't read the website, but I'll tell you who those geopolitical forces are. It's the EU and the U.S. and oil interests that want to steal Russia's capacity to support itself through its oil exports. That's number one. It's another energy war.
Yes, that's definitely part of it. But what I'm saying is, if you recall a year ago when we came to the brink of war with Syria, what was it that stopped it? Two things. One was the strong hand played by Russia, and two was the force of American public opinion.
Correct. You're 100% right. So what's happened now? Obama's bypassing both. He has tried to turn Putin into Hitler. They spent the year, him and Hillary and the American media, making Putin into Hitler, figuring now that he's Hitler, they can do what they want and he won't react. They're wrong, aren't they?
It's got him bottled up in Ukraine. He has a potential war on his front doorstep, so Syria loses its Russian protection. And one more thing, Mike. I'm telling you right now, these beheading videos are fake.
Stay on the line. I'm sending you a copy of Stop the Coming Civil War, because that's where they're pushing us.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
U.S. troops to Africa to fight Ebola. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What would you do to destroy ISIS, number two? Number three, are you really afraid of ISIS? I told you the women are afraid. The men are too numb. They're too barbecue-y. The men barbecue. They watch sports. They care which moron throws which ball how far. The men have their hats on backwards. It's the women who protect the home and the children who know the dangers they're in. The men are like dumb animals in America. I'm sorry to say it. I know you don't want me to say it. Like dummies. Dummies. Just drive around in a pickup truck, go to a barbecue. Who's on the ball team? That's all. There's nothing. Like Mr. Moron. Mr. Moron walking around. Mr. Moron walking around. Obama's bringing infected children in from Guatemala. What can you do about it? Nothing. Sending troops to the Ebola zone. What can you do about it? Starting a war with Syria and Russia. What can you do about it? Well, what can you do about it? I don't know. Other generations voiced their opposition to dictators. Man is a dictator. He's an out-of-control dictator and hates America and hates Christians, in the opinion of millions, and I'm not alone on this. Why do I say a vile thing like that? Shall I tell you why? Why do I say a vile thing like that? Are you listening? Would you like to hear it? Just as Obama's military is intent on denying Christians and Christianity the freedom of their religious beliefs when they're serving in our country's armed forces, the president has looked the other way as Islamist rebels in Syria kill Christians, wantonly torture women and children to death, and destroy Christian churches. I'll ask you this question. Does this administration look the other way because it is jihadists who are committing these atrocities? In Syria, Bashar Assad, dictator they may be, has always protected Christians, while the rebels who this administration appears to be supporting are perpetrating the slaughter of Christians. The same thing happened in Egypt. When the military rose up to overthrow Egyptian President Morsi, they were getting rid of a Muslim Brotherhood ruler who supported the murder of Christians. But the president sided with Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood candidate. Did you hear me? And in the events that led up to Morsi's election and subsequent removal, the administration actually joined forces against a longtime American ally and defender of Christians' rights, Hosni Mubarak. This is on page 52 of Stop the Coming Civil War. Every Christian in America needs to have this page as ammunition against the non-believers in their own churches. Because they don't know how bad it is. They have no idea, but that's why I've documented these things. A year and a half of my hard work. Callers, Renee, KSFO, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to share a nightmare that I had about ISIS. I'm not sure where I was exactly in the dream. There was press and people everywhere taking pictures while planes that were stolen by ISIS were literally just falling out of the sky and falling into buildings. And I woke up screaming, crying, just totally terrified.
Why do you envision this? Why do you fear it, rather?
It's on the news everywhere and all the lies that's going on. And this administration is, I think that it's just purposefully being done. We're not doing anything about it. And it's always in my mind. And I had two nightmares.
The country's doing nothing about it. These impotent airstrikes are virtually worthless. They're less than half measures. They're impotent gestures. Plus, Obama has signaled what he's going to do to the enemy. Plus, Obama has said it's not a war. Plus, Obama is now going to war against Ebola rather than ISIS. What do you fear more, Ebola or ISIS?
Oh, that's a hard question. I know I'm not Ebola. I mean, that can.
No, it's not real to Americans because it doesn't exist here. It's not a homegrown disease, but he's trying to import it by bringing back troops who will probably be carriers. There's no epidemiological wisdom in this. In fact, the opposite is true. It's a violation of every predicate of the entire science of epidemiology to send individuals into a hot zone and bring them back to a nation that's not yet been infected. You don't do that unless you are insane.
Right.
And the troops are spread thin. Now, listen to the next. This is something you got to listen to. Here is John McCain, the foaming-mouthed mad war maniac, who has been trying his best to attack Assad. Now his dream is coming true. Listen to today's hearing in the next clip 5.
We're not going to help them.
They will defend themselves, Senator.
Will we help them against Assad's error?
We will help them and we will support them.
How will
as we
help
have trained
them? Will we repel Bashar Assad's air assets that will be attacking them?
Any attack on those that we have trained who are supporting us, we will help them.
So we're training terrorists called rebels. We're setting them up as pawns to be attacked by Assad because he's at war with them. And then we're going to say, look at that. He attacked our good allies, the rebels. We have to now attack Assad. Is anyone have to seize this or what? I know it's remote and it's like an obscure point. It's not in the New York Post. I get it. It's not on the front page where another basketball moron or a football idiot beat up another child or strangled his wife. I get it. It's not for the average Joe out there, carries a newspaper under his arm on the subway in New York City. He wants to know which goon strangled which wife or beat up which child. That's the hot news. That's all the news that's fit to print in all the big cities. Assad's not real to them. McCain, the warmonger, is not real to them. Obama the deceiver, not real to them. The stop the coming civil war, they would think you're crazy to even mention it. What are you talking about? I don't know nothing about that. Nah, things are coming up roses. I got my tickets to the game. I got pay-per-view. What do I need any of that? I don't need any of that. It's not real to me. It's all politics. They're all the same. 855-407-2A2 is the phone number. Gone from flower power to Obama zero power in one generation. Let's take some calls. WABC Carl, what's your opinion? Go ahead, please. Oh, I hit the wrong one. Line 6, go ahead, please.
You're right on the money with what's going on. I believe he's only doing this to weaken our military, to bring this disease into our military. It's another way of him doing what he wants sideways, not frontways.
Well, Carl, let's take the worst-case scenario and say that you're right and you're not paranoid and he's as bad as you say. Now, let's say that that's not true, that everything you say is deranged and paranoid, and Obama means well. It doesn't matter. The end result will be the same. It's the same with bringing in the unaccompanied children from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. It doesn't matter whether he intended to bring disease to America or whether he didn't intend to. But the fact is he's brought infectious diseases to America, which is a crime against the children, for which he should be impeached.
I agree 100%.
He should be impeached just for bringing tuberculosis to Lynn, Massachusetts. He should be impeached for bringing respiratory illnesses to schools across the Midwest and the South. But you don't hear a word of that, do you? Instead, you have John Boehner, the marble-mouthed drunk, supporting everything he does. So what choice do we, the people, have?
Well, Dr. Sabin.
Okay, Carl, I get it. I get it. I get it. Amazing. Amazing. No, the day will come of vengeance in this country. It's a word you're not allowed to use. Everything has to be antiseptic and unemotional. Look at these men running our country, how fake. They put out the fake. The lack of emotion is what scares me. These spineless generals, these people who lack afference, like General Martin Dempsey. Listen to the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in clip two. Listen to the voice, too.
We will be prepared to strike ISIL targets in Syria that degrade ISIL's capabilities. This won't look like a shock and awe campaign because that's so simply
like
not...
like a high school gym teacher who's near retirement. All right, girls, listen, we're going to go into this game now, and, you know, do your best, girls. Come on. I can't smack you on the butt anymore. That's a lawsuit. But come on, girls. Let's get out there. Let's do what we can, okay? I'm near retirement now, and yeah. We'll get on that ISIL thing. Then we go to Chuck Hagel. This one is even better than Dempsey. Listen to clip four. Listen to the passion of four.
Although the intelligence community has not yet detected specific plotting against the U.S. homeland, ISIL has global aspirations. And as President Obama has made clear, ISIL's leaders have threatened
right,
America.
This is again, are you listening to this? This is our war room? This is our war cabinet? This is FDR and Winston Churchill against the Nazis? These are like high school gym coaches, bad ones at that, near retirement, who don't want the job anymore. They're looking forward to getting a job after they're retired from the school system so they can double dip on their pensions. So who really is running the country? Well, I have my suspicions. And I've named them before, and I certainly spent chapters on it and stopped the coming civil war. But to give you some entertainment value, we'll define it as such. The Muslim Sisterhood is running America. You get it? WABC, Alice, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, it's very easy. If you want to take a look at why the Muslims act the way they act, go back to the original, with the beginning. The Muslim religion, just like the Bible, was inspired by the Holy Spirit, was inspired, and it is in the Quran, by the angel of light. If you know anything about the Bible and religion, you know that it's the only one angel of light that the Bible ever mentions, and that his name is Lucifer.
So what is it you're saying? I'm not following you, Alice. Please define it in another way.
According to the Quran, when the prophet received inspiration for the Quran, he received it from the angel of light. There's only one.
That's good. Then why did we? Okay, that's good, Alice. So why did we see a march of death yesterday called a Muslim march in New York? Where was the light and life in that march?
There's no light because Satan, Lucifer, is the devil. The only angel of light, his name is Lucifer, he's Satan. And why are we seeing in the White House what we're seeing? Because the man who's running this country is a Muslim, is friends with terrorists, and is probably the member or the head of the biggest sleeper cell in the world.
You actually go to sleep believing that, Alice, really, in your heart of hearts?
I believe because what he's doing, to be a terrorist, you don't need to set up a bomb. All you need to do is destroy a country, financially, emotionally, morally.
Well, I will tell you this. I've heard someone say this to me. I was talking about this. I don't know who, and they said to me yesterday, the reason the terrorists haven't struck on 9/11 is they don't have to. They have everything they want going for them here in this country. Why would they want to attack and upset what they're getting away with? Listen to what the guy, in other words, why would they want to set off a bomb in the country on 9/11 last week and get everyone agitated and against them, when they have everything that they want going for them, nice and smoothly, like a freight train? From the White House to the FBI to the CIA to DHS, you name it. We've got open borders, an open society, a compliant media. What more do they need? They're educating our FBI agents. They're brainwashing our troops. What more do they need? Why would they have to set off a bomb? Is that what you're saying?
They have a partner in the White House.
Wow. Alice, if I send you Stop the Coming Civil War, do you promise to take it to work and show it to coworkers?
I gave away copies of the Islamic invasion to people because they are blind.
All right, thank you very much. I get it. There are people who really fear this. To them, it's real. And to others, it's a joke. It's a joke. If you're Wolf Blitzer, it's not real. If you're Bill Maher, it's not real. You're always in a purple haze anyway in front of the Klieg lights. You don't know what's going on. And your paymasters at HBO report directly to the White House Office of Propaganda keep you going, so you figure you're smart and everyone loves you with canned laughter. Well, look, I'm going to move on to other topics because I realize how difficult this is, and I don't know what the other topics are yet. I have several in mind. I could do horoscopes. I can do science, poetry, art. I can do religion. I can do cooking. I can do meatballs. I can do Obama. I can do the fake science. There's no science behind global warming. Look who's pushing it now. Listen, Leo DiCaprio, whatever, a genius, rides around on his yacht all week long, girls all over the world, God bless him, private jets to Tahiti, flying, and he comes back, gives a lecture on climate change. You hear this? I mean, do they understand that people are looking right at them and laughing in their face? What, Leo DiCaprio, DiCaprio grew a goatee, now he's a scientist. The guy dropped out of the High School of Performing Art. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. The war machine is in overdrive. McCain, by the way, is the most dangerous man in America, in modern American history, in my opinion. John McCain is a lunatic, a foaming mouth psychotic, who I don't know who he represents. I can only make the assumption that he's paid by the manufacturers of weapons, but there's much more to it than that. In the middle of this nonsense about ISIS and this and that, he brings up Assad and we're going to help him against Assad's air force, and there's more on Hagel saying we'll help support them, and then McCain, will we shoot down Assad's airplanes? And Hagel the Bagel says, oh yeah, any attack on those that we have trained and supporting us, we will help them. So they want a war with Syria. They want a war with Russia. Look what's happening in Russia. Here's a headline. Let's make it very fiscal so even the average Joe listening to the Savage Nation can follow the bouncing ball. Moscow warns against panic as ruble plunges to historic lows. Say, oh, that's great. Is it great? Russian authorities told people not to panic on Tuesday as the battered ruble plunged to record lows, floored by tensions with the West over Ukraine, new sanctions and falling oil prices. So the schmucks who run Wall Street think that by doing Obama's biddings and squeezing Russia's economy, Russia is going to kowtow to them. The exact opposite is going to happen. I will remind you of what happened when the West tried to manipulate Japan prior to the attack on Pearl Harbor. You don't know the history of that. It didn't come out of the blue. Japan was forced to the wall by a number of factors, including machinations along the lines of what we're doing to Russia today. You can read the rest yourself. Fill in the details. Japan was starved for oil for its expanding economy. Japan had to expand from its own point of view. I'm not justifying it. Don't get me wrong. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I'm not justifying the actions of Japan, nor am I justifying what Russia is about to do. I'm telling you what will happen or what will likely happen because I'm the best analyst in the history of talk radio, and I'm telling you what Russia's going to do. Russia's not going to cave into this two-faced phony called Obama. I can guarantee you that if it comes down to an ego battle between him and Obama, Obama will crack first, not Putin. You have to understand the spirit of the Russian people compared to this community organizer. You have to understand what the Russians went through in World War II to understand the nature of the Russian people. You have to understand the Battle of Stalingrad against the Nazis, where they were willing to have a city reduced to rubble and fight to hold it, and then encircle the Nazis and defeat the Nazis and annihilate them all when the Nazis were on the door of success, to understand the Russian people. This is something that the girls who run America don't understand at all. They know nothing except how to defeat frightened, scared Republicans like John the Drunk Boehner.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Hospitals, clinics, and the few treatment centers that do exist have
been completely
overwhelmed.
We're listening to the craziest man on earth telling
and
us
already
why he is sending American troops into a hot Ebola zone.
Is near collapse in these countries.
Listen.
Patients are being turned away.
Turn off the show. Turn off the speaker
dying.
For a minute. Turn off this community organizer for 1 second. Listen to me carefully. Our military has been deballed and eviscerated by Hegel and Obama to an extent you can't imagine. Now we're at war with ISIS, and he's sending 3,000 troops that are sorely needed elsewhere to fight Ebola. That's not bad enough. They could come back infected with the Ebola virus. I didn't say they will, but there's a high probability. Just use common sense. Why is he doing this? Listen to him.
With profound political and economic and security implications for all of us. So this is an epidemic that is not just a threat to regional security. It's a potential threat to global security. If these countries break down, if their economies break down, if people panic, that has profound effects.
What about if this company's what about if this country's economy breaks down and people panic from the psychosis that you're projecting on the country, bringing infected children into the country?
National security.
We'll break down from you.
We're working this across.
Is it possible the president's insane?
Why today I'm joined by leaders throughout my administration.
What leaders? There are no leaders in your administration. It's fraud artists.
We devoted significant resources in support of our strategy. With four goals in mind. Number one, to control the outbreak. Number two, to address the ripple effects.
How are they
going to
control Ebola? Because anyone listening to the show, tell me how.
A truly massive humanitarian disaster.
Rubbish. It's total rubbish. Everything he's saying is a lie.
Global response.
Liar!
Number four, to urgently build up a public health system in these countries for the future.
Wait a minute. Are you listening to what this fraud artist is saying? The man has just destroyed our public health in America by bringing infected children from Guatemala, El Salvador, into our schools. Now he's telling us we need to protect the Africans from Ebola.
To fight this disease.
Does anybody know? Hold it, hold it. I'm going to get tongue-tied. I don't know. I've lived through a number of presidents. I've never seen any president in my life that is either so stupid, so confused, or so demonic as this one in my entire life. And I know that this is not good radio. I get it. I get that Obama bashing is a turnoff. I get it. I guess you don't want to hear it. Is it possible that he's just crazy? You know, I told you in the human condition there could be crazy people, right? Well, we know there are crazy people. So if it's possible that a human could be crazy, why is it impossible that a politician can't be insane? Well, you would say, well, it's logically possible that a politician could be insane. So if a politician could be insane, then therefore a president could be insane. Could it be that we now have the first insane president of the century? Go back to the president. Listen to this rubbish.
Of our army forces in Africa. He just arrived today and is now on the ground in Liberia. And our forces are going to bring their expertise in command and control, in logistics, in engineering. And our Department of Defense is better at that. Our armed services.
In what? It has nothing to do with Ebola. Do you understand this?
Any organization on earth.
He's a liar and a fraud artist. It has nothing to do with Ebola.
Supplies into West Africa faster. We're going to establish a staging area in Senegal to help distribute personnel and aid on the ground more quickly.
What personnel to do what?
We're create a new training site to train thousands of health workers so they can effectively and safely care for more patients.
Oh, my
personnel
God.
Personnel from the U.S. Public Health Service will deploy to the new field.
You mean the same liars at the Public Health Service who refuse to acknowledge that you've infected our school children with a disease from El Salvador? The very same useless liars are going to tell us they're going to control Ebola?
To hundreds of thousands of families so they can better protect themselves. We're also going to build additional treatment units, including new isolation spaces. And
ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, you're listening to the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Do you have any idea he's putting 3,000 American boys at risk of contracting an incurable disease called Ebola? How many of them may come back infected without knowing it? You don't have an answer to that. No one does. Because the incubation period is about 72 hours. There's also evidence that it's transmissible by through the air.
Why is he doing this with such a high risk? It may have nothing to do with Ebola, by the way. It may have to do with many other things. Let's go back again to the craziest president in history.
Experienced personnel, supplies, and funding that's needed. And
funding,
they need to deliver
funding
on what they pledge quickly. Charities and individual philanthropists have given generously, and they can make a big difference.
We're not restricting
these efforts to governmental
organizations. No, we want the private sector,
NGOs,
the gangsters.
Private philanthropies
the gangster
to work
charities.
With us in a coordinated fashion in order to maximize the impact of our response.
How does he go
this
on
week,
and on
the
like
United
this?
States will chair an emergency
Does anyone
meeting.
Listening to the show believe a word this man ever utters? One word comes out of his mouth. Is there a word the man says that's believable? What has to happen till you understand everything he touches is destroyed? You know, in my last book, I called him Obama the Destroyer. I compared him to a young child, a precocious child who takes watches apart and can't put them back together again. And then he goes on to the next watch, a fine timepiece. Takes it apart, goes, leaves the pieces on the rug and goes on to the next timepiece. He has dissembled virtually every institution in the United States of America. He has destroyed the world order. What has to happen, I ask myself, for the people to awaken? You know, I can only carry this show so far, and there's only so much I can do every day. And my mind and my logic does burn out at a certain point when I encounter the reverse. The reverse of such logic coming from the most powerful man on earth, that he's sending troops to fight Ebola, more troops to fight Ebola than to fight ISIS. That's a little fun fact for you. President Obama is sending more troops to fight Ebola than to fight ISIS. That's your commander-in-chief. Why is he doing this? Anyone have an answer? Let's go back and listen to the great one. Let's listen to him.
About a family in Liberia.
Oh, here we go again. Give us their names now.
The mothering.
Turn it off. I can't listen to these. Who writes this garbage? Which girl from which bad college wrote this garbage now? What are they doing there? Lisa on WABC in New York. What is he sending troops to Africa for?
Okay. Well, to help with the engineering and such and nonsense and public health officials, that's a ruse. It's a pretext that, you know, the sheeple in America, a lot of them will believe. But the reason is the Chinese, and I've done a lot of research, get very good independent, credible sources that say that the Chinese have been setting up infrastructure in Africa for some time now, and it's a threat to the U.S. government / central bankers around the world who want the rich natural resourced area all throughout Africa. And so they had to use this Ebola, which questionably could be partially scientifically released, man-made type of thing. And when you alluded to, or actually what you said, was the new order, he's destroying the order, that's exactly it in a nutshell. And they have to create chaos and bring down certain things to keep the currency. There's currency wars. The Chinese are doing bilateral trade and with other countries, and especially in Africa. And that was
You're losing me. What you're saying is he's sending troops there to counter the Chinese influence. Is that the sum total of what you're alleging?
Threat to the entire currency, the U.S. dollar. And if the more and more countries that do trade and bypass the dollar, it's a threat to our dollar. And they need to keep it propped up for a certain amount of time because they know it's collapsing.
All right, so what's the bottom line here, Lisa, in your opinion?
Well, they have to give the optics and the message, through the media, of the reason. They're not going to just send troops and then he comes out and just gives the reason, same as with...
All right, so you're saying the troops are not there to fight Ebola, they're there to fight the Chinese?
Not fight. They're going to go in and make sure that the Chinese who were down there before Obama sent these troops, they went down there about a month ago. And they were trying to help them with their infrastructure and make sure that they do business in the currency of the yuan.
Well, you're not denying that there's an Ebola epidemic, are you?
Pardon me?
You're not denying there's an Ebola epidemic in Africa, are you?
Really, they're was an epidemic, and one could argue whether it was just a result of nature or man-made, and there's much information to be garnered when you go and research and listen to credible sources, people who are whistleblowers, that say this was scientifically released. It's a man-made strain because it goes into other strains. It morphs into other types of strains that is very highly suspicious.
Well, let's not go into that and say man created it. I don't believe that for one second. But the issue is, common sense would dictate that sending American troops into a hot Ebola zone is insanity. Can we agree on that?
Oh, absolutely.
We know that the potential for infection amongst our troops is extremely high. Why would he be putting them at risk unless he doesn't care about them? Or if you want to go a step further and say he wants to weaken the U.S. military to the point where it's a non-functioning organization.
Right. It's because of the bankers and the U.S. government in collusion to keep the Western system propped up. They know the dollar's failing, and any threat, which is China and Russia, and China's been doing bilateral trade agreements all around the world, trying to get other countries to use their currency.
All right, so you are of the conspiracy theory that it was man-made and it has nothing to do with Ebola. Well, okay, Lisa, thanks for that call. Is the great man still speaking about his expertise in epidemiology? He's finished now with his little pat speech onto a fundraiser now, golf course. Has he left yet, or is he taking a question or two? Oh, he's going, oh, I have a big speech on Ebola. Not one moron doctor asked the question. Mr. President, aren't you putting our troops in harm's way with Ebola? Gone. Like a squid, he left the stand. The squid left the stand. Squirmed right off the stand. I don't understand this. I don't understand this country I'm living in. It's like the ex-Soviet Union more and more every day. Just the government media complex every day. Everywhere you turn, something's falling apart. And it's all a result of a few elements in this society, which I don't have to name because you know what they are. What's the point of naming it? What's the point of naming it? You know what it is. I'm going to say liberalism again. You haven't heard it 50,000 times today already on every show? Every day, liberalism did this, liberalism did that, liberals do this, liberals do that. That's baby talk. I wrote that 20 years ago. Now everyone who thinks they're geniuses. Alinsky, oh, you're a real intellectual, Alinsky. And they say, community organizer. The guy goes, oh, what a genius. That's a PhD word. He's a community organizer. How many times do you have to hear the same words till you turn it off? Michigan, WJR, why is Obama putting our troops in harm's way by sending them into a hot Ebola zone? John on WJR, go ahead, please.
It's called culling, Mr. Savage. He's thinning the herd. He got rid of our top generals. Now he wants to get rid of the troops. He put 3,000 of them on the ground there. And they can get Ebola, and they can turn around and bring it back to America. That's it.
John, do you really believe he's that evil? I mean, let's be clear. Do you really believe he is that evil?
I do.
Now, if I didn't think that you represented a significant minority of thought in this country, I wouldn't have taken the call. Why do so many people distrust this president to such an extent? What has this poor man done to garner such distrust? Is it because he's black?
No, Dr. Savage, I spent 23 years in the military, and I got a problem with spineless generals. When you get an order, if the order causes threat to life, limb, or eyesight, you question it. And there's none of these generals question these things.
Yeah, he fired all the generals who could have stood up to him right after Benghazi, including, by the way, the general of the African Command. His name was General Hamm, who had served 27 years as a general, was an African-American, a very distinguished general, and Obama fired him. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. And then there's 500 majors that President Obama, with the military downsizing, he's getting rid of them.
Okay. Yes. Now, look, in Chapter 4 in the coming Civil War, I have a chapter called The War on the U.S. Military, which I know that you, John, will find especially interesting. I'm going to send you a free copy. They're out now, by the way, in my warehouse. And I'm sending it to you because I want you to use your social networks to alert your military buddies as to what the commander-in-chief may be doing to the military. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
I'm a bit surprised that the administration hasn't acted more quickly
to address what is a serious threat, not just to Africans, but to others around the world. And I think in the coming weeks you're going to see the Congress and the administration take further steps to look at how do we best contain this very horrible disease.
So this moron, Boehner, is as stupid as Obama, or as crazy as Obama, or as clueless as Obama, and he's agreeing now, the Republican leader is saying, yeah, send troops into this hot Ebola zone. Well, I have to point something out to you. You may not know this. A man who recovers from Ebola has detectable Ebola virus DNA in his semen for up to 7 weeks. Semen got your attention? That'll stop you from hitting the radio dial, right? Ooh, did he say semen? That's sex, isn't it? Ooh, that's something I can listen to now. I don't care much about the other stuff. He said semen. Semen, that's the hot stuff. I want to hear about the semen. Well, I don't know about Ebola and African Obama. I don't like that stuff, but I want to hear more about semen. That's what I'm interested in. I listen to Howard Stern. He talks about semen a lot. And all the comedians, oh, the good ones always talk about semen. That's a word I like. Well, Ebola might be sexually transmitted. 7 weeks. 7 weeks. Survival rate, by the way, of those who get it, 45%. 45% survive, so he's sending troops into that zone. And a man who recovers from Ebola has Ebola virus DNA in his semen for up to 7 weeks. What about the women? In addition, among infected women, here it goes, guys. Among infected women, women infected with Ebola, viral DNA has been found in vaginal secretions for weeks after recovery. Ooh, vaginal secretions. That's the Beavis and Butthead that I want. There's the American audience that I need. There's the intelligent American male. There's the one interested in which ball player beat up which child, pulled which wife out of an elevator. Just say semen or vaginal secretion and you got them. Build your audience. Build your audience one dirty word at a time to them. But did you hear what I just said? Your moronic, stupid, psychotic, anti-American president is sending our troops into this zone. Well, as we just learned on the Savage Nation, you see, you learn something new every day, and that is that Ebola, which we all know nothing about, next to nothing about, is a highly infectious disease, and it can be transmitted by bodily fluids, including semen, vaginal fluids. And Obama, in his inimitable wisdom, because he's such a bright man that he brings infected children in from Guatemala, gets away with it. Why shouldn't he then? If he could bring in 50 to 100,000 children infected with a respiratory virus, infect our children, and no one says a word in the media or in the scientific community, why shouldn't he then infect the military? What if he's that bad? Let's take the worst case mad scenario. Let's say he's a demon and he absolutely hates America, hates the military, hates the country and wants to destroy it. Let's say that's not true, but let's, for the sake of discussion, let's take a complete right-wing paranoid viewpoint of Obama. Throw it all into the kitchen sink. Everyone who hates him is a racist. Everyone who hates him is a right-wing lunatic. Everyone who hates him is an uneducated Neanderthal. So everyone who thinks that is crazy, okay? But let's say he's that crazy. How better to destroy the military than to bring them into a hot Ebola zone? When you realize that the Ebola virus is transmitted by unprotected physical contact with infected persons, including semen, vaginal fluid. Okay? Saliva, transmissible. Stool, transmissible. Semen, transmissible. Breast milk, tears, nasal blood, skin swab can be transmitted any one of those ways. The virus has been detected by culture and or reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction in 16 of 54 clinical specimens from these areas, saliva, stool, semen, breast milk, tears, nasal blood, and a skin swab. So it's shed, the Ebola virus is shed in a wide variety of bodily fluids during the acute period of illness. But that's only the beginning. Because when the patient recovers, if they recover and the recovery rate is low, the virus resides in their DNA for up to 7 weeks. Now, we don't know whether it's a transmissible reservoir of virus, but it doesn't matter. I mean, would you take a chance of having sex with someone who survived from Ebola? I don't know. Maybe you would. If you're an Upper East Side woman, why not? If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? I mean, that's what you raise yourself on. If you're from that school of thought, hey, why not? What do I care?
They'll treat me over at the clinic there. You know, flower power.
So person-to-person transmission, with caregivers both at home and hospitals being a particular risk. So now Obama's going to make our military nurses. Now, we know that bodily fluids is considered to be the major risk factor. But which specific bodily fluids pose a risk and at what stages of infection? They don't know that yet. We do know that all bodily fluids. So again, why would he take U.S. troops and put them into such a contaminated zone? Answer. I don't know. I'm no answer because it makes no sense. You know, I can get angry as I want. It's not going to change anything. So why get angry? Once we used to know when we were young that there was a thing called the Spanish flu, remember? And the Asian flu. Remember, you're allowed to say Spanish flu strain and the Asian flu? Well, now you have the Honduran flu in America, but no one says it anymore because the bought and sold so-called public health sector is useless. They're like the media. They're like Wolf Blitzer. Think of Wolf Blitzer with a stethoscope. That's who runs the CDC, with a better suit and a better ability to tie a Windsor knot, with a little whiter hair, a little darker hair. They're all the same mindset. If you say bodily fluids to Wolf Blitzer, he gets sick. And then don't tell me about bodily fluids. I don't care about it. So that's the thing. So that's the story. So it makes no sense. I think I'm going to calm down now. EBOV is to be shed in a wide variety of bodily fluids during the acute phase of illness, including saliva, breast milk, stool, and tears. And a particular concern to me, Michael Savage, is why would this president, who hates the military, who has eviscerated the military, defunded the military, destroyed major weapon systems, made the military as thin as it ever has been or could ever be, why at a time like this with a war against ISIS would he take at least 3,000 combat troops, and send them into Africa? Why? I don't know. You must have a reason. You're smarter than I am. You're a liberal, aren't you? You know everything. There's no risk, right? You're going to tell me there's no risk to send them into the Ebola zone. You're telling me he didn't bring infected children in from Guatemala and El Salvador. You're telling me that there's no outbreak in New York City, in Lynn, Massachusetts, TB, through the Midwest, a respiratory illness that's endemic in Central America. You'd be wrong if you said it, because everything I just said is 100% true. He's committed a crime against children, a crime against humanity. Now he's committing a crime against the military. So what is this all about? Why is he doing this? Why is John Boehner, if I ask the question, why is he supporting it? That's an oxymoronic question. John Boehner doesn't know anything except where the cloakroom is, where the hidden bottle is. He's got one in a coat pocket somewhere, and comes out with the man tan every other week, a new man tan, and that's it. Hey, I support going on here, whatever the president says. That's all. Marburg virus. You know what Marburg virus is? I'm not an expert in parasitology nor in any of these diseases, but I worked in a collateral area in my early years in graduate school, and I had a friend who was a genius in this area. And many a night over many Thai dinners and many beers, he would explain to me, he lived in Africa for many years, what Ebola was before anyone ever heard of it, what Marburg was, how malaria resurged in the world because of the war against DDT. I learned all of this 30 or 40 years ago. And common sense dictates all of public health. All of public health begins with common sense. You don't have to have a PhD or an MD. You don't have to have gone to college. You could be a person who never went to school. You know well enough that if a person has a viral illness, you don't sit around them and let them sneeze on you. And if you can, you avoid their house. You don't touch their doorknob. I mean, if you go to a supermarket now, right, the carts with the gloves, everyone has the gloves now in the carts. Okay, that makes sense. So you're all worried about the supermarket cart. But you have no problem with the President of the United States of America bringing in 50 to 100,000 unaccompanied minors, many of whom are infected with a virus which is now spreading like wildfire in our public schools. You think that that's okay because you didn't get it? Probably because you didn't get it. What can you do about it? See, it's like a war against sanity. And in order to protect yourself in this war against your sanity, you almost have to ignore what he's doing. Because your mind will fry. You could get a fried brain. It's like a circuit overload. I'm close to it myself. I feel like I could have a circuit overload any day now from this man. For a man to be able to get away with a crime against children as he just did, this is the one that's frying me altogether. It's not just that he did it. It's just that there's no outcry. Not on Fox News, not on CNN. Nowhere. people who consider themselves rational and intelligent have no questions about a man like Obama bringing in infected children? Well, that's because most of them are not married and have no children. They live only for sex and a good time. That's the reason you don't hear anything about it. The media is filled with people who are generally not married, not all. Most of them are unmarried sex maniacs and drug addicts. So they don't care about that. It's nothing. It's like ancient Rome to them. What do they care? They figure we're all going to die anyway. What do I care? We're just an electrical circuit. When we die, there's no God. That's for stupid old people. So what do I care? I'll, you know, just dance around the maypole until I drop dead. Speaking of which, if you want to talk about the hereafter or the non-hereafter, and I want to talk about it for 1 minute. I run into a man who's very intelligent, and I won't tell you who. On my walks with the dog, we talk to each other. He's a very famous scientist. A very famous scientist, and we talk about dogs and other things. And I asked him about, because he's a neurologist, what he thinks about the afterlife. He looked at me like I was crazy. He said, I've seen enough people die to tell you it's just the lights go out. The circuit goes off, and that's the end of it. Darkness ensues. There's nothing. Well, I said, what about the light at the end of the tunnel? He said, it's nothing. He said, that's just a fiction of death. He said, it's just a fiction. You know, I didn't say I agree or disagree with him. I'm just telling you the conversation we had. So, you know, I didn't get around to what I believe, and it wasn't important. I was more interested in what he believed, and I wasn't trying to impose my belief system on him. I have a rather childish view of life and the afterlife and things like that. I like to believe in Mickey Mouse. I like to believe in Santa Claus, and I like to believe in an afterlife. You know, I mean, in order to go through the day, I have to believe I'm going to be rewarded in the next world more so than I am in this world. Like, I'll have a better car, I'll have better shoes, I'll be tall. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll have everything. But, you know, you can believe anything you want. But so who's to stop you from believing anything you want? So he believes there's nothing. It's mechanistic. The lights go out and you're dead. I said, okay, that's pretty nice. I said, well, you know, I said, I'm kind of childish. I believe that there's a, you know, a reincarnation. So then I brought up Plato, the dialogues of Plato. I said, I'm sure you read it. He's very, very educated. One of the few people I know who is. He's old enough to have been educated well. I said, you read the dialogues on speaking to the slave boy. He said, yes. And we both laughed. I said, that was rather amusing. I said, I didn't believe a word of it. You know, where the dialogue goes like this, I think he says, slave boy. And he tries to prove that he can do mathematics, even though he's uneducated. So his conclusion is that because the slave boy could do mathematics, without having gone to school, he was reincarnated and he knew math in his previous life. So I said, that's laughable. He said, right, laughable. So we know Plato, we know Aristotle, we know ancient Greek philosophy. And yet at the end of the day, most of us know nothing. We know nothing. At the end of the day, we know nothing. So if all men, even educated men, can know very little, how is it that we entrust one man called Barack Hussein Obama, or any other president for that matter, with all this power? Tell me how a system like this can survive that entrusts so much power in a single human being, when we all know human beings are very limited in their ability to understand and to know, and all human beings are fallible, and all human beings are capable of the worst mischief imaginable. Why do we empower one man with such power? Why do we empower a single man, or in this case, God forbid, a woman like Hillary, with such total and absolute power, when they're fallible creatures, just as we are? A sane nation would never, ever entrust itself to a single person. And yet we have done so willingly. We've turned it over to this lunatic madman, left-wing psychotic, failed professor of law, as though he's God Almighty and knows all. He makes unilateral decisions, such as, we're not going to fight ISIS tooth and claw. We are going to fight Ebola tooth and claw. We're going to bring in unaccompanied infected children and infect our own school children, and I don't care what happens. I just got away with that. So I'll risk infecting my troops. Guess I'll get away with that. How in the world can a country survive this? The answer is we don't. It cannot. It can't survive. It can't survive this. It can't survive this. Two more years of this lunatic, and there's no nation left. Nothing. That's how I see it. Everything is in play in November. Everything, my entire career, is tied up in Stop the Coming Civil War, and there's only one message in it. I'm proving that they are planning a civil war, directly or indirectly. They're trying to push people over the edge to foment insurrections in order to crack down on you and take your guns away, take away all of your powers and freedoms. Don't say no. Don't say it can't happen here. Don't you dare say that. If you take a look at these thin men running this country
and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse behind them, you'll realize they can do it. The entire book, Stop the Coming Civil War, is about one thing. You know what that is? The election. Now you say, oh, well, what good is that? If you just criticize Boehner for being a yes man, what good is it? There is, again, the fact that there's 3 degrees of separation between the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party of Obama and Harry Reid and the Republican Business Party. There's 3 degrees of separation. And I would have to say that the Business Party has a better chance of caring about the nation's survival than does the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party. So therefore, I'm pushing you to vote. Don't give up. Please don't give up. In that sense, you could say that I'm just a hack because I believe in elections. So if you could say what you want. If you want to be one of those nihilists who say, don't vote, it doesn't matter, please, I can't help you. It's the only power we have. We have no power. Every few years, we have our dictatorship punctuated by a little democracy where we get the vote. And then if they don't like the way the votes are going, they steal the election through the electronic voting process, through absentee ballots and through companies owned by Soros and others, which count our ballots in Europe, by the way. I did a whole show on that once. It's hard to believe that this has happened without a word. Not one word, because it's all a scam. Basically, it's all a scam. So you say, if it's all a scam, then what are you talking every day for? I'm doing it just to entertain myself. That's all. Just figure it that way. I'm just entertaining myself. That's all. So if occasionally you get a laugh out of the show, good luck to you. That's all. You didn't want to hear anything about how Ebola virus is infectious or that it's transmissible through semen or vaginal fluids. You didn't want to hear that because you didn't know it anyway. But since I told it to you, it must be false. Since it goes against common sense that a president would want to harm his own troops, how could that be true? 2 Americans were released from an Atlanta hospital after the Ebola virus had been found in male semen up to 7 weeks. So if you're planning a safari to Africa, I would suggest you don't have unprotected sex on the side. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now.
So President Ebola is sending at least 3,000 troops into a hot zone where Ebola is rampant. And President Ebola did not mention one word about the chance of infecting our troops because the President Ebola, he has never seen a crisis that has gone to waste. This is another crisis that he can use to advance his left-wing agenda of weakening the military in the minds of many people who distrust his every breath. So President Ebola didn't tell you that this is a very, very clever virus that's adapted very, very well. And the virus hides and lurks in low numbers in the body during the first phases of infection. People may not even know they're sick. Ebola virus is not present in bodily fluids until people actually feel sick. And then what happens? In one case, a lab worker who contracted Ebola carried traces of the virus in his semen for approximately 2 months after recovering from the illness. But some studies tell us that Ebola could remain in semen for up to 3 months, 12 weeks after recovery. And it might be possible to transmit Ebola sexually even after the worst of it is over for a patient. So what does it have to do with the price of eggs? It has to do with the fact that we have an insane administration that would put our troops in harm's way while they are needed in the Middle East and perhaps elsewhere. They are absolutely not needed in Africa. There's no reason for this whatsoever. No sane commander-in-chief would put his troops in harm's way without calculating the risk and evaluating whether the risk is worth it. But this is not an ordinary commander-in-chief. This is President Ebola. This is a man who could infect children in schools and get away with it without a word in Salon or the Huffington Post. Because to liberals, there is nothing that liberalism can achieve that is not good. This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. I'll be right back.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You are not alone. Together, we can treat those who are sick with respect and dignity. We can save lives. And our countries can work together to improve public health so this kind of outbreak doesn't happen again.
On his own, the vigilante in the White House has decided to send 3,000 U.S. troops to fight West Africa's Ebola crisis without congressional approval. Once again, the vigilante in the White House, on his own, in his wisdom, is sending 3,000 troops to West Africa in an attempt to try to halt the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Now, the U.S. plan is a dramatic increase from Washington's initial response last week. Last week, they said they were going to send money and materiel to contain the epidemic. But this week, he said troops are going there because it's someone else's sons. He has no sons in the military. Hagel has no sons in the military. No one in the government has any sons that are going to go to Africa. So Obama decided, in his wisdom, to send the military to Liberia. It's interesting to me that this nation was founded by freed American slaves to Liberia, a nation founded by freed American slaves. It's an interesting piece of history. It's a very interesting piece of history. And you have to ask yourself, why are we sending troops there? Now, the World Health Organization is not happy with this. They want more money and more troops. They want more. The UN's demanding more American troops. WHO Assistant Director General Bruce Aylward in Geneva said, we don't know where the numbers are going on this. We need more troops. He said it's not enough. We need more money and more troops. So your money is now going to go to Africa to treat Ebola in Africa, or to contain it, whatever they're going to do. Why is the Department of Defense involved in this? Why are there more troops on the ground in Liberia than there are going to be on the ground to fight the cancer called ISIS, the Islamism, that is spreading faster than Ebola throughout the world? Why? Why? Well, because he's a genius. He knows more than I do. He knows more than you do. He knows more than everybody. How can you put such faith in a single man? What kind of country with over 300 million people would invest so much power in a single person and assume that that person is infallible, other than a nation of fools? You assume that Obama knows more than common sense dictates on this subject? I don't. I assume that a president who will bring infected children in from Central America because his liberal doxy dictates open borders, and although he's infected children in schools across America with this virus from Central America, which we have called the Honduran flu, and although he's caused the resurgence of TB in Lynn, Massachusetts, from his unaccompanied minors from Central America, it doesn't stop him, because that's you, what you don't understand is when a person is that committed to their agenda, they don't care about the consequences of their actions. All they care about is their actions and appeasing the left-wing base, the radical left-wing base. Left-wing base says, grant amnesty to illegals. He does it through the back door, bypasses everyone. Left-wing base says, increase the Hispanic vote. La Raza wants it. He does it. Left-wing base, including the billionaires like Zuckerface, want cheap labor. He does it. So now why would they permit, why would he send troops to Africa? What are they, why? What sense does this make? The answer is it doesn't. The answer is it puts our boys and young ladies at risk of contracting the virus. You say, well, listen, Savage, I looked into this. They're just building the clinics. They're not actually going to treat patients. Well, that's interesting. Really? And you think that that's going to stop the transmission of the Ebola virus? They're just going to be in the area. They're not going to at all have any contact with the strain because they're not treating patients? Well, you're wrong about that as well. Why? Because the virus is transmissible through the air. It's transmissible through sneezes. It's transmissible with contact of any bodily fluid. You don't have to actually treat the patient to contact the fluids, the bodily fluids. Semen, up to 3 months after infection, 3 months. And you know what boys do when they're away from home? I mean, it's 3,000 troops. There can be a lot of guys there in Africa. They're going to get a lot of, you know, lonely, whatever. You think that's not going to happen over there? I don't know. I'm not talking about it. We don't know anything about this, but why would you put them there?
after Pancetta decimated the military, then came Hegel to further destroy weapon systems, to weaken us every which way he could, without a voice of protest from any of the so-called martinet generals like Dempsey. Not a word, nothing. Take a weapon system away, Dempsey says nothing. The stooge. Now the stooge, Dempsey, says that we'll be prepared to strike Ebola and ISIL. It's all there. And now into the mix comes John McCain, the foaming mouth lunatic madman. And he's only interested in destroying Assad and blowing up the Syrian Air Force. And the only thing I can figure out about McCain is that he's owned by the Israelis. I'm sorry to say it. I like Israel. I respect Israel. I think it's a great nation and should survive. But I don't like my senators being owned by them. Is that a complete paragraph? The only thing I can figure out about McInsane's machinations of destroying Syria is that the Israelis have done a calculation that they would rather face ISIS than Assad. That they could easily destroy ISIS because ISIS has no air force, and they're terrified of Syria's air force. They want it destroyed. So they're using their stooge McCain to gin up a war against ISIS in order to take out Assad. That's the chess game I see. I don't know if it's correct. I'm looking in from the outside. It's just a conversation. So now let's listen to this amazing interchange that occurred today with between McCain and Hegel the Bagel in clip 5.
We're not going to help them.
They will defend themselves, Senator.
Will we help them against Assad's error?
We will help them and we will support them as we have trained them.
Will we repel Bashar Assad's air assets that will be attacking them?
Any attack on those that we have trained who are supporting us, we will help them.
Reminds me of The Godfather, where a paid senator is owned by the mob, remember? Has to work it into the testimony, where he tries to sanitize Michael Corleone. And then he dismisses himself and leaves the hearing. McCain is an embarrassment to the word senator, to American. He's a traitor. McCain has embarrassed the McCain name. Comes from a very distinguished military family. His grandfather was a distinguished admiral. His father was a distinguished admiral. This one is an embarrassment. A stooge of God knows what. But what's the point of talking about him? What's the point? You know why? Because he's going to run. Here's my worst fear. The Republicans, who have every chance of winning not only the Senate but the presidency, will permit that fat slob psychotic Newt Gingrich to run again. They'll permit this lunatic foaming mouth warmonger McCain to run again. And they will undermine any candidate who has a chance of actually winning, such as a Paul, who's moving away from his libertarian positions to begin with to become more of a politician. But nevertheless, he's better than them put together. You wait and see what Newt Gingrich does and McCain does to Paul during the primaries. You wait and see. They will snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory once again. Why? Because of McCain and because of Gingrich. I'm trying to think ahead. That's all. Now, if you'd like to talk ahead, the phone number is 855-407-282. Any topic is fair game, and this is the Savage Nation, of course. Let's take some quick callers on the Savage Nation. Andrea on WMAL in Washington, D.C., go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage.
Yeah, go ahead, quickly.
Could there be a relationship between ISIS and the Ebola outbreak?
Say it again?
Could there be a relationship between ISIS and the Ebola outbreak?
In what regard? I don't see the connection.
I asked because about a month ago in the news that there was mention that they were going to attack by biological warfare. So my question is it possible that agents would be down there releasing the Ebola virus?
I don't know. They don't need to release the Ebola virus. Obama's sending the military into the zone where there is the Ebola virus. We don't even need ISIS to spread the infection. All we need is President Obama to put our troops at risk. What more do you need? You don't need ISIS doing it. All you need is a lunatic psychotic in the White House putting the troops in harm's way. It makes no sense. I'm trying to constrain my emotions because I think I've passed the point of no return with this president of ours. It's way beyond Obama bashing. It's way beyond the laugh-a-thon. It's way beyond a bashing liberalism. This is reaching a point beyond anything I've ever seen. If a president can get away with infecting school children without a peep from the media, if a president can get away with infecting people in the United States of America with illnesses from Central America and get away with it. Why would he not go the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step? We don't really know the heart of darkness. We truly don't know the depths of the heart of darkness in this man. And many of us fear that it's worse than we even imagine. Even liberals are starting to, you know, sort of just in the perimeters of questioning, baby questions, the kinds we've been asking for 10 years here on the Savage Nation, if not more. Not about Obama, but about the entire doxy of liberalism. They're starting to get the fear in their guts that maybe, just maybe, they were wrong. And that all of their screams about freedom and these freedoms and that freedoms and give us an open society and why not do it in the road and all freedoms are good. Then they're waking up to Muslims marching in New York with guns in their hand during a Muslim parade yesterday and saying, wait a minute, where is this going, this open society of ours? Where is this ultra freedom taking us? So just on the perimeters, they're getting some baby ideas now about the dangers that they are in as a result of their own doxies. It's a pretty good paragraph, I would say, and I hope that you understand what I'm saying. President Barack Obama will, on his own, no congressional approval, just by the stroke of a pen, the golfer will send 3,000 troops to West Africa to try to halt the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. And I have nothing more to say other than saying I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Let me just say that any of this equivalence of both sides, this or that, no. We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
That's all, folks. We never treated President Bush as badly as they treat President Obama. Well, that's why the Looney Tunes cartoon music was played. Here's a little question for you good liberals out there. You have no problem with sending U.S. troops to fight Ebola in Africa, do you? Because it's not your son, because most of you aren't married, and you have no children. Can I ask a little question? Why is it, while there are 6,000 U.N. peacekeepers in Liberia, they're not being used to treat Ebola? There's 6,000 peacekeepers still in Liberia, and they're not treating Ebola. Why? But going to put our troops at risk, but not the UN peacekeepers? Does that make sense to you? Well, if you're Barack Obama and you want to weaken the military, put them in harm's way, that's all. Take that little fact and digest it and take two aspirin and get back to me tomorrow. The UN is admitting that the approximately 6,000 peacekeepers in Liberia are not trained in healthcare operations, so they need the American troops to go there. There are 8,000 UN personnel in Libya, by the way. 8,000 UN personnel in Libya, in Libya now, including 6,000 uniformed peacekeepers. But let's go back to Liberia. Liberia, there are many troops there from the UN, and they're not doing anything. So what is that all about? Why are they not using UN peacekeepers? Isn't that their job? No, I think it's because Obama wants to put our military at risk. We'll just send 3,000 of our troops there, and hopefully none of them will become infected. Let's hope not. Let's rely upon Nancy Pelosi's doctor friends here in San Francisco to advise them. So there it is. That's the world according to Barack Obama. Put the military at risk. Put our school children at risk. I'm not going to do the litany. I'm not in the litany mood. Just call him President Obola, courtesy of me. Rename him President Obola. Marilyn, Chris, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage. The villagers in the many villages in Africa have been preventing the Doctors Without Borders to come into their villages because the doctors are spreading it. The military will be used to force their way into the villages.
I know what you're saying. Yes, many of the so-called ignorant villagers have been saying that every time doctors appear, the disease spreads more. Because they're ignorant, moronic savages. Is that correct?
Well, they know enough that the doctors are the ones who are spreading it, and that's why they want to keep them out of their villages. The military will be used to force their way into the villages.
So you think they're going to use our troops to force the villages to accept medical personnel into the village?
Yes, absolutely.
That's wow. Oh, my God. You don't think it's a pretext to protect oil and diamonds and such?
No, I think the doctors without borders, I mean, God bless them for what they do, but I think that they have enough influence to say that we have to go back there and make and stop it in that fashion. Because
well, but are the doctors in actuality controlling the Ebola outbreak or disseminating it? That, I don't know the answer to that.
Let's
say they're well-meaning, but they're not doing a very good job. It's spreading exponentially anyway. So what's the difference what they're doing?
Well, the villagers can get armed, too. There's, you know, lots of them lying around over there.
Yes, but it's a terrible place. And, you know, the heartbreak about this country is it was founded by escaped U.S. slaves. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yes.
And yet it's the poorest nation in Africa. Go figure. They wanted to create an ideal homeland for themselves, and they went there, and look what it's devolved into. But then again, you know, there's no crisis that should be overlooked. It can be used. If this crisis called Ebola can be used by Obama to advance the agenda of worldwide liberalism, socialism, communism, no boots on the ground, boots on the ground, no Ebola, Ebola, every day another story out of this administration. The whole world is in shock from what he's done to this world. This man is literally taking the world apart at the seams. Yeah, it's true. Now we're going to see what's going to happen tomorrow with the Scottish vote. Can you imagine that one? Can you imagine what will happen if Scotland does vote to break away from England? Tune in tomorrow. Well, I'm not going to cover that in the rest of the show because the vote's tomorrow. Actually, it'll be tonight. I don't know if I'll sleep tonight. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All those in favor of breaking away from the pansies on 10 Downing Street, say aye.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, those days are gone. No one works like that anymore. They sit at home, drinking the beer, you know, collecting the old welfare check, the disability payment, got the food stamp, government workers coming around on their hands and knees asking if you need a sandwich. You know, that's the new America. Don't work. Just vote for Obama. Vote for the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party, USA. You know, I renamed the party, not Democrat Socialist. I named it that 5 years ago. It's now the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party, DSI. The Democrat Party is really the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party. Everything they do, if you analyze it from that perspective, you'll find out that I'm right. It's that simple. Do you fear ISIS, or do you think it's just overblown? Or is it a combination of both? I told you the women are afraid. The women are petrified because of the cowards, punks, and liars running the country. And the vermin in the media are getting them sick. I hear women saying to me, I can't watch one more man in a suit with his legs crossed talking so politely about these rapists and murderers. I can't take it anymore. Where are the men? Where are the men? Where the hell have they gone? The answer is no one knows where they are. They're behind the scenes. They're behind the scenes. Now they're out in the combat zone somewhere. They're schemers now. We have schemers running everything. Schemers. You know how much money is being made on Obama's unaccompanied children? You know who's making the money on Obama's unaccompanied children? I have the data for you. I do. Oh, the religions. Religion Incorporated is making a bundle on it. Catholic charities, Jewish charities, Mormon charities. They're making a fortune on Obama's unaccompanied children. Now they can call me up and say I'm anti-Catholic, anti-Jewish, anti-Mormon. I really don't care. It doesn't matter what they say to me because I know the truth and the truth shall set you free. I'm free. You're not. You're in bondage. You're in the bondage of lies being fed to you by Wolf Blitzer and the government jesters on television, the Bill Maher's. They're all government jesters. They have no audiences. Their audiences are paid for by the government through HBO, Showtime, or MTV. They have no audience. They're government jesters. They may as well have worked for Joseph Stalin, entertaining the masses with the government media complex lies. I told you the women are afraid. The men are too numb. They're too barbecue-y. The men barbecue. They watch sports. They care which moron throws which ball how far. The men have their hats on backwards. It's the women who protect the home and the children who know the dangers they're in. The men are like dumb animals in America. I'm sorry to say it. I know you don't want me to say it. Like dummies. Dummies. Just drive around in a pickup truck, go to a barbecue. Who's on the ball team? That's all. There's nothing. Like Mr. Moron. Mr. Moron walking around. Obama's bringing infected children in from Guatemala. What can you do about it? Nothing. Sending troops to the Ebola zone. What can you do about it? Starting a war with Syria and Russia. What can you do about it? Well, what can you do about it? I don't know. Other generations voiced their opposition to dictators. Man is a dictator. He's an out-of-control dictator and hates America and hates Christians, in the opinion of millions, and I'm not alone on this. Why do I say a vile thing like that? Shall I tell you why? Why do I say a vile thing like that? Are you listening? Would you like to hear it? Just as Obama's military is intent on denying Christians and Christianity the freedom of their religious beliefs when they're serving in our country's armed forces, the president has looked the other way as Islamist rebels in Syria kill Christians, wantonly torture women and children to death, and destroy Christian churches. I'll ask you this question. Does this administration look the other way because it is jihadists who are committing these atrocities? In Syria, Bashar Assad, dictator they may be, has always protected Christians, while the rebels who this administration appears to be supporting are perpetrating the slaughter of Christians. The same thing happened in Egypt. When the military rose up to overthrow Egyptian President Morsi, they were getting rid of a Muslim Brotherhood ruler who supported the murder of Christians. But the president sided with Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood candidate. Did you hear me? And in the events that led up to Morsi's election and subsequent removal, the administration actually joined forces against a longtime American ally and defender of Christians' rights, Hosni Mubarak. This is on page 52 of Stop the Coming Civil War. Every Christian in America needs to have this page as ammunition against the non-believers in their own churches, because they don't know how bad it is. They have no idea, but that's why I've documented these things. A year and a half of my hard work. So I come out here for you every day, and I try to piece it together. And I look around this beautiful city of San Francisco, and I see gorgeous buildings. I love the downtown of San Francisco. I like it particularly at dusk, just before dusk, when the shadows start to hit the buildings. And I look at civilization. I think about the men who created this civilization and still are creating it, the builders, the architects, the builders, the contractors, the construction workers. Think of the positive energy that it takes to create a building and a city and running water and electricity and fiber optic cable and wireless networks into these buildings. Think about what it takes to bring food into a city, that humble sandwich you eat. Think about how far away the products come from and where they're grown and the farmer. This is all the product of civilization. And yet on the planet we have tens of millions of losers, psychotic, homicidal maniacs who cling to a ninth century view of their religion, which they believe tells them to blow up the buildings, poison the food, maim people, and rape women. How in the world can this world tolerate such a cancer? What do you mean we're not at war? They're at war with everything you believe in. They're at war with your city. They're at the war with your food, your air, your water, your places. They want to destroy everything around you. But you don't want to believe that. You think that by me saying this, I'm just trying to stoke fear. No, I'm trying to stoke vigilance. I'm trying to warn you that you are in grave danger of losing everything that you have, and we don't have the men in charge capable of doing it. Did you hear General Dempsey? That guy gets me sick altogether. How could this man be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? The answer is because he's Obama's general. That's why. He's not a Schwarzkopf. He's not a general of the type that you may remember or know from history or from today. No, this is a stooge, a puppet of Obama. A yes man, in other words. He may as well be an usher in a movie theater. His epaulettes may as well be that of an usher in a movie theater. So the world is falling apart. The world is falling apart. Now, am I saying it? Am I just a paranoid lunatic? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts. But it seems there's an awful lot of nuts like me out there who see the reality of what's going on. Even nuts who were once liberals, like Roger Cohen of the New York Times. Look at the top of the Drudge Report. He cites The Great Unraveling by someone named Roger Cohen, whose name I vaguely recognize as one of the great supporters of the disease called liberalism. And the man writes this long article about how the world is falling apart. It was a time of unraveling. Long afterward in the ruins, people asked, how could it happen? And he goes into a long list of what's going on around the world. Not once does he mention Obama. Not once does he mention liberalism. Not once does he mention the fact that he eviscerated the military. Not once does he mention the fact that he treated our allies like enemies and our enemies like friends. Not once does he mention what this man has done and is doing and will do to this country. Not once in this long article in the New York Times does Roger Cohen talk about the long march of the left through our institutions. Not once does Roger Cohen of the New York Times mention Obama's war on our borders, language, and culture. Not once does Roger Cohen mention the war in the U.S. military. Not once does Mr. Cohen mention the war in American medicine. Not once does Mr. Cohen mention the war on civil rights. Nowhere does Roger Cohen mention the war on our school children. Nowhere does Roger Cohen mention the war on our allies. But I mention all of that in my 11 chapters in Stop the Coming Civil War. And I'm not going to talk about the book until it's in the stores. And then I'm going to give you your job. You're going to go out there and you're going to buy it. You're going to do it then. And so Roger Cohen writes, it's a time of weakness. The most powerful nation on earth was tired of far-flung wars. Its will and treasury depleted by absence of victory. The nation had bridges to build and education systems to fix. Civil wars between Arabs could fester. Enemies might even kill other enemies, a low-cost gain. Middle Eastern borders could fade. They were artificial colonial lines on a map. Shiite could battle Sunni, and Sunni Shiite, there was no stopping them. Like Europe's decades-long religious wars, these wars had to run their course. Now, I'll stop right there because this is utter nonsense. It's utter nonsense because this low-grade war that Mr. Cohen is writing about in his beautiful office up there in the New York Times has a real cost. And the cost is the religious minorities in the Middle East, Christians included, who are being slaughtered, their churches burned, the Yazidi women who have been sold into brothels for these filthy, degenerate, throwback vermin called ISIL. Can you imagine seeing your wife or your daughter, or God forbid your mother, snatched from your house and sent to a house like this where these vermin are allowed to have sex with them as long as they wish? This was done to Korean women in World War II by the Japanese, by the way. If you ever want to study that one, go study it. They were called comfort women. Ask the women who survived, some of whom are grandmothers now, how comforting it was to them. They were women, they were girls, just like your daughter. They were innocent babies at one point in their lives. Pure, beautiful people. The vicious, psychotic, fascistic Japanese military captured the Koreans, and the Chinese, by the way. They were slaves, in other words, sex slaves. That's a better word. And they used them. The men would do this to them around the clock. I'm trying to be graphic without being pornographic, so you understand what the enemy is. I don't write from the towers of the New York Times. I'm not Roger Cohen. I'm not Roger Cohen with delicate white fingers picking out a little salad for lunch, writing in such an antiseptic manner as though there's no human cost to this little intellectual exercise of his about the world falling apart because of men like himself, the great unraveling. No, my friends, there's a reason for all of this. And he concludes by saying, until it was too late and people could see the great unraveling for what it was and what it had wrought. What do you mean, Roger? What great unraveling? You mean your master that you put in the White House? You and the other slaves in New York's liberal denizens who thought God had arrived on the planet because he wasn't a white male Christian? Is that it, Roger? You gave us this man. You gave us Eric Holder. You gave us all of these louts. You're the one who destroyed this country, Roger. You and your friends eating that delicate salad in Manhattan right now. You're the ones who did this to us. And now that the world is crumbling around you, you have no one to blame but yourself, Roger. But you're not even intellectually honest enough to say that. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com. You know, I sit here and I watch the world spinning around, and I wonder how you can take it. I'm lucky. I consider myself the luckiest man on earth. I have a radio show where I can discuss with you my disgust for these liars, thieves, and gangsters that are ruining the world. I can do it. You can't. I don't know what I would do without this radio show. People said to me many years ago when I said I can't take this anymore, they said you'd probably die if you didn't have your radio show. Well, I didn't know what to say about that, but I'm still here. The fact of the matter is I don't know how the average person gets through a day looking at this complete imposter, traitor in the White House. I don't know what else to say about it. Then you got the Republican gangsters who want another war for the contracting. There's John Boehner, comes back from the vacation. Right away, Marble Mouth is telling us that he supports Obama in his war efforts in Syria. But if you listen carefully, you will confirm what I've been telling you for over 10 days now, which is that this is nothing but a smokescreen to attack Assad, to bring down Assad, destroy Assad's air force. In other words, ISIS was created as a Frankenstein, a so-called boogeyman, in order to justify invading Syria and taking down Assad. These morons have learned nothing from their mistakes with the Arab Spring before. Well, let's review the news of the day on the Savage Nation. Let's go to michaelsavage.com. ISIS warns of Armageddon against the U.S. They say a day will come when they'll take over the world and convert everybody to Islam. And it's the religion of peace. Just take a look at the second picture. New York City Muslim Day Parade, a pro-terror march. Nooses, shotguns, and the desire to take over the world. You morons, you! What religion on earth preaches this? Does Buddhism preach it? Does Judaism preach it? Does Christianity preach it? Does Hinduism preach it? The answer is no. There's only one religion on earth that preaches jihad. Hussein Obama knows it. Border kids are a boon for charities receiving federal grants, including Catholic charities and Jewish charities. These charities, these religious charities, are being paid handsomely by taxpayers. Also on michaelsavage.com, take a look at the two young British tourists who were slaughtered by a, quote, guest worker in Thailand. A guest worker in Thailand, as you well know, is a code word for you know what. The big story today is, why is Obama sending our troops into a hot Ebola zone? The answer is because he's either crazy, stupid, or insane. Pick one of the above, crazy, stupid, or insane. Who would send troops into an Ebola zone if they had a brain in their head? By the way, what does the religion of peace teach about violence? Well, check it out on michaelsavage.com. You decide for yourself if it's really a religion of peace. Take a look at the picture of the British medical student holding up a severed head in the name of Allah. Meanwhile, there's that moron, Neil DiStupidio, fighting real science. The Antarctic ice pack is growing by leaps and bounds, and this moron is putting out a movie about climate scare. Idiot. Drives around in a big yacht, private jets, and then 2 minutes later, after running around the world with all the girls he can grab his hands on, the next minute he's a scientist. Dropped out of high school, but he's a scientist. Like all the others, like Bill Maher and the rest of them. You want to see the face of madness? Go to michaelsavage.com. Take a look at a social worker on his hands and knees talking to a bum in the street, talking to the homeless person, literally praying before the homeless person. What a world. The West has collapsed because of liberalism. Meanwhile, in New York, the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party under de Blasio is seeking citizen rights for illegal aliens. Maybe they should just give it to jihadists. Why doesn't de Blasio give out AK-47s and a passport to heaven? On the top left of michaelsavage.com is the most important part of the website. Stop the coming civil war, my savage truth. I want you to stop Obama from granting amnesty to illegal aliens. How can you do it? By displaying this book on your coffee table or at your workstation. You will start the conversation going to stop the coming civil war. I'm Michael Savage. God bless America.
Savage.